I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 30th. The Quincy Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents that want a tree planted in front of their property to contact the department and get on a future planting list. For the past number of years, Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch has appropriated $400,000 in the city budget for the planting of new street trees. As a result, the list of requests from residents has been consistently fulfilled and rebuilt every year. The Department of Natural Resources will be working with the Department of Public Works to plant along streets that have been recently renovated, but will likely have the ability to accommodate additional requests. The department will investigate each requested location to identify any issues that would influence the species planted of specific location. Issues investigated include underground utilities, overhead wires, adjacent trees, sight lines, and other considerations. Residents can call 617-376-1251 to request a new tree. A printing problem is delaying the delivery of the Quincy Sun this week. Publisher Bob Bosworth says the company that prints the weekly paper is experiencing some problems, causing a delay in the publishing and delivery of the paper this week. Bosworth was hopeful that the paper could be printed and delivered to the Sun office in Quincy Center today. In the meantime, all of the pages from this week's paper have been published on the Quincy Sun website. Bosworth offered apologies for the delay, but said the issue is beyond their control. Filming of the movie The Instigators resumed yesterday in the Boston area, with actors Matt Damon and Casey Affleck spotted outside Malachy's Par in Quincy Center. Film equipment was spread out in the area along Granite Street. Cell phone video captured images of Damon getting his hair touched up during activity in the area. The Instigators follows two crooks who go on the run with their therapist when a robbery goes wrong. The film brought crews to Boston last week, with filming at multiple locations, including City Hall Plaza and sites in the Back Bay and Fort Point Channel. The man accused of brutally murdering a married couple in their Marshfield home in November was indicted by a grand jury Tuesday. 28-year-old Christopher Keeley was indicted on two counts of murder in the deaths of Carl and Vicki Mattson, both 70 years old, who were found bludgeoned to death in their Marshfield home. Keeley was also indicted on one count each of misuse of a credit card, larceny of a motor vehicle, and animal cruelty for killing the Mattson's dog. He's being held without bail and will be arraigned in Plymouth Superior Court at a later date. A woman's expected to appear in court next month after she was accused of assaulting a child at the Plimpton daycare where she once worked. Plimpton police say 36-year-old Stephanie Jones of Carver has been charged with one count of assault and battery on a child with injury. Following an investigation that also involved the State Department of Children and Families and State Department of Early Education and Care. According to police, a criminal complaint alleges that Jones assaulted a child while working in the infant room at the Puddle Jumpers Learning Center in October of last year. Jones was arraigned last November. She pleaded not guilty to the child assault charge. She was ordered by the court to stay away from the daycare and have no contact with children. Police say Jones is no longer employed by the Puddle Jumpers Learning Center. She's due in court again on April 24th. A man is safe after jumping from a second-floor window while his home was on fire in Kingston. The blaze broke out at the home on Indian Pond Road and started as a grease fire on the man's stovetop. The man was taken to a hospital with minor injuries. His cat did not survive. Took firefighters about an hour to put the fire out yesterday, as the home is on a narrow, winding hill. Kingston Fire Chief Mark Douglas said it's a fairly decent-sized home and there were challenges getting water up the steep hill. Douglas said the house is a total loss. the owner of two Boston pizza shops, already facing a forced labor charge for allegedly coercing an employee not legally in the U.S. to work long hours while subjecting him to abuse and threats, has been indicted on additional charges. 48-year-old Stavros Papantoniadis was indicted on 4 counts of forced labor and 3 counts of attempted forced labor in connection with 7 workers. Papantoniadis owns 2 Stash's pizza locations in Boston and previously owned several other pizza parlors in suburban communities. Prosecutors allege he hired people who were not in the U.S. legally, forced or attempted to force them to work long hours, underpaid them, kept them in line by verbally and physically abusing them. He told at least 4 workers that if they didn't continue working, he'd have them deported. The conduct allowed him to maintain an advantage over his competition by lowering his labor and operating costs. Papantoniadis currently being held without bail. Moms Demand Action gathered at the State House for their annual gun violence prevention rally yesterday. The group was joined by elected officials and survivors demanding lawmakers take serious steps towards statewide gun violence prevention legislation, such as tightening firearm restrictions and updating red flag laws. While neighbors in Nashville grieve the loss of 6 lives, moms in Massachusetts are picking up the advocacy baton. The extreme risk order was passed back in 2018, allowing a judge to suspend a person's firearm if he or she exhibits red flag behaviors. According to the advocacy group Everytown, 56% of mass shooters exhibited dangerous warning signs prior to the incidents. Well, today's opening day for the Boston Red Sox, and they square off against the Baltimore Orioles at Fenway Park. One thing for sure, opening day will give many fans their first chance to see a flurry of rule changes, things like a pitch clock to end those marathon 3.5-hour games. Pitchers will only get 15 seconds to toss that next pitch, 20 seconds if a runner is on base, and batters must be ready to hit with 8 seconds left on the clock. Next, there's rules to encourage more hits and more runs, such as no more infield overshift for dead pole hitters. There must always be 2 infielders on each side of second base with a foot on the dirt. Some professional odds makers put the Sox chances of making it to the World Series this year at 50-1. StubHub says the Red Sox rank 4th in Major League Baseball when it comes to ticket demand, but online ticket brokers all have plenty of tickets still available for today, which is a bit unusual for opening day, although it is going to be a chilly one for sure. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 323 points. NASDAQ rose 210. The S&P added 56. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar is down. The euro is down. Oil at $72 a barrel. Elsewhere in sports, the Bruins will host the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight at 7. Celtics are in Milwaukee tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny but brisk and breezy. Highs only in the low 40s. Cloudy tonight, low of 28. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high near 50. Looks like showers on Saturday. There'll be April showers, first day of April, and highs Saturday in the low 60s. Better on Sunday, sunny, high 47. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, northwesterly winds, 20 to 25 knots, could gust to 30 knots at times, and high tide 7:46 p.m. Sunrise 6:30, set at 7:07. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, March 30th, 2023.